Even from the railing, I could tell. He had taken the time. He had done it right. In spite of what must have seemed like a very close call on the causeway only minutes before. Or had he known somehow that I meant him no harm? And since I brought it up anyway, did I, in fact, mean him no harm? Did I truly mean to track him to his lair and come up on point, all a-quiver and advancing Deborah's career? Of course, that was what I thought I was doing. But would I be strong enough to carry through with it if things kept getting so interesting? Here we were at the hockey rink, where I had whiled away many pleasant and contemplative hours. Wasn't this even more proof that this artist, excuse me, I mean killer, of course, was moving on a track parallel to mine? Just look at the lovely work he had done here. And the head. That was the key. Surely it was too important as a piece of what he was doing simply to leave it behind. Had he thrown it to frighten me, send me into paroxysms of terror, horror, and dread? Or had he known somehow that I felt the same way he did? Could he, too, feel the connection between us, and he just wanted to be playful? Was he teasing me? He had to have some important reason for leaving me such a trophy. I was experiencing powerful, dizzying sensations. How could he be feeling nothing? LaGuerta came up beside me. "You're in such a hurry," she said, a slight edge of complaint in her voice. "Are you afraid she'll get away?" She nodded at the stacked body parts. I knew that somewhere inside me was a clever answer, something that would make her smile, charm her a little more, smooth over my awkward run from her clutches. But standing there at the rail, looking down at the body on the ice, in the goalie's net, in the presence of greatness, one might say, no wit came out. I did manage not to yell at her to shut up, but it was a very near thing. "I had to see," I said truthfully, and then recovered enough to add, "It's the home team's net." She slapped my arm playfully. "You're awful," she said. Luckily, Sergeant Doakes came over to us, and the detective didn't have time for a kittenish giggle, which would have been more than I could take. As always, Doakes seemed more interested in finding a way to get a good grip on my ribs and pull me open than anything else, and he gave me such a warm and penetrating look of welcome that I faded quickly away and left him to LaGuerta. He stared after me, watching me with an expression that said I had to be guilty of something, and he would very much like to examine my entrails to find out what.